Hi, my name is Ava Langridge, and I'm here to help you become a climate activist. My preferred pronouns are she, her, and I am currently a climate activist, a content creator, a student at the University College of London, and the founder of Our Youth for the Climate, which is a youth-driven global grassroots organization focused on education, on climate education. On this episode of Let's Talk Climate, I'm going to talk about climate education. I cover what it can look like and how you can optimize it. I also break down an ideal four-step approach, and I give you some of my favorite climate education resources. I'm going to open by saying that without climate education, there wouldn't ever be climate action. Environmental knowledge is foundational. So it's broken up into a three-step process. First, you have climate education, which leads to climate awareness. And this sparks a desire to create change and tends to lead to climate action. There's this concept of climate literacy, so the NOAA, also known as the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says that a climate literate person understands the essential principles of Earth's climate system, knows how to assess scientifically credible climate information, communicates about climate change in a meaningful way, and can make informed and responsible decisions regarding action that may affect climate. So why is climate literacy so important? Well, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, they say that it helps people understand and address the impacts of the climate crisis, empowering them with the knowledge, skills, values, and attitudes needed to act as agents of change. But what does climate education even look like? I mean, it can really vary depending on the communities you're part of, and the school you go to, and the resources you have access to. So to be quite broad, climate education is aimed at providing education that addresses and develops effective responses to the climate crisis. So the means that you do to receive that information doesn't particularly matter as long as it works for you. So climate education can look like learning in a classroom about greenhouse gas emissions. Or it can be a documentary on farming. It can be a conversation with your friend about the wildfires that are happening in your state. It can be watching a YouTube video about the biodiversity of a rainforest, or a TikTok about deleting emails and how that reduces your carbon footprint. This just shows you that the method in which you're receiving the information or the tool that you're using isn't super important. So some tools and resources that I personally love and would recommend to you. So for books, All We Can Save, which is a collection of essays written by a variety of different people in the climate space. I think it's wonderful because it offers so many different perspectives. Another book is One Green Thing by Heather White. It helps you determine your role within the climate movement. And then finally, a book I really like is The Intersectional Environmentalists, How to Dismantle Systems of Oppression to Protect People and the Planet, written by Leah Thomas. I think it's a great book because every environmentalist needs to be aware and equipped in the concept of intersectionality. The climate movement and the climate crisis include so many different social problems, and this book does a great job of covering all of those. Another resource that I personally really, really love is Our Youth for the Climate, because we offer free week classes on Zoom. I teach 30-minute classes about so many different climate topics. YouTube videos are great. Another documentary or video that really resonated with me was The Biggest Little Farm, which came out in 2018. It covers agriculture and regenerative farming, and it's just a really, really nice story to watch. So if you get the chance to watch it, I'd highly recommend. So those are just some of my favorite resources. how can you optimize your climate education? It's taking me a little while to figure out what the best approach is, but after a lot of failed attempts, I've realized there's an ideal four-step process to this. Learn, break, revisit, and act. So learn, step one. This is where you take the information, you learn the information, and you understand it. Second, break. This is where you take some time away from the information you just learned, and during this time, you can have conversations. Three, revisit. You go back to the topic, research more, get as much information as you can get, continue to have those conversations. And then four, the final step, act. This is where you take notes and come up with an action plan on how you can turn the information you just learned into direct impact actions. So that was a brief overview, but to be a little bit more specific, here's an example. So using oceans as an example, the first step, learn. You can do this by reading news articles, build foundational and basic knowledge, keep researching. So for example, NBC recently came out with an article titled, "Can Giving the Ocean an Antacid Help Curb Climate Change?" In this article, it says, "The ocean plays a critical role in curbing climate change. Like forests and wetlands, it naturally recycles carbon dioxide from the atmosphere at a massive scale." So to me, this was the piece of basic information that I was most drawn to. While I know a little bit about it, I don't necessarily know all of the science behind it. So personally, I would have then taken this information and spent another 15 minutes, because you don't want to get overwhelmed with information, researching the science behind all of this and just understanding the very basic information of this article. Then I would take a break. This is step two. Take 2 days or so away from actively learning more about this topic. You will then go out into the world, so you go about your everyday life with this topic in the back of your mind. So if you come across something that may remind you of it, it can spark a different perspective. This way you're training your brain to think about this climate topic in different settings and having climate change related ideas show up in your everyday life. And by having this topic show up in different settings, it can lead you to have different perspectives on that topic you started with. So coming back to the oceans example, if I just read this article by NBC and I go out into London and I come across a poster of a whale in the ocean, firstly, I'm reminded of all the information I just learned about oceans, but I also start thinking about how whales may be impacted by the climate crisis. So a new link is created there. During this break time of 2 days or so, I would recommend you have conversations with anyone you can. This can be friends, family, and this is where you share the information you have already learned. There's the possibility of them giving you new information or changing your perspective. Three, revisit. This is my favorite step. So you've now sat with this information for a couple days. You may have received new information, maybe from that conversation or reading a poster, but you weren't actively looking for it. This is now the time to revisit and take a deep dive and enhance the information you have learned. So let's take the example of the whale again. I saw this picture of a whale. I'm now thinking, oh, how are whales affected by the climate crisis and maybe plastic waste? So then I'm like, oh, I'm interested by this. Let me go read more articles, watch videos, read a book about it. This is the time to spend as much information on this topic as you want. I would probably say I would spend, over time, I'd spend about 2 hours on this topic, maybe over the span of like a week or so. Your information and knowledge on this topic now has depth and dimension. The best part about all of this is you can really personalize the way you learn this information. Now, the final step. I said that I like the revisiting and it may be my favorite, but the action part is actually my favorite. This is a step where you turn your information into action. It's great to have knowledge and be interested in something, but it's another thing to take this information and turn it into action. during this whole process, you will come across things that specifically interest you. In the example I was giving you about whales, it would be my newfound appreciation for whale well-being and maybe something about the plastic that they consume. You will be a lot more effective and have a lot more momentum by applying knowledge and passion to action. So using the whale example again, your next steps could be to join and support organizations protecting whales. An example of this is an organization called Whale and Dolphin Conservation. I'm sure there are so many more out there. Just find what works best for you. Some other actions could be doing a beach cleanup, voting in elections that protect whales, getting the word out about whale well-being by reposting and sharing on your social media, and sharing with anyone that's willing to listen. There are so many actions you can take, but it depends obviously on the topic that you cover. Just spend a little extra time researching them. But before you take action, the best way to be successful is to come up with an action plan and what your next steps are. Just know from past experience that my advice would be the more detailed you are, the better and more effective it will be. So remember, next time you want or have the opportunity to improve your climate education, follow this 4-step plan. Learn, break, revisit, and act. Again, learn, break, revisit, and act. To wrap up this episode, I'm going to leave you with these following words. We need you to take initiative in your climate education and make the most of the resources out there. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.